This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is The Morning Run. I'm Joyce Goh and with me, Julian Ng. It's now time to look at global markets. And on the line to discuss international markets with us, we have Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Good morning, Vishnu. Thanks for joining us. Well, earlier this morning, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell held a news conference following the central bank's inaugural rate-setting meeting. What were your key takeaways from his speech?
I think the line that probably jumped out at most of the markets, to much of their relief, is that the statement about further gradual increases in the target rate was removed. And in its place, they say that, look, rates are maintained and they're consistent with the economic activity. There are other aspects of the statement that also came across as being very soothing to markets. Primarily, I think they struck a very good balance. They said the outlook remains favorable, but yet I think they alluded to cross currents as well as financial markets and foreign economies slowing and being buffeted. And that would, I think, instill a lot of patience. So I think patience remained a key theme there. And I think at the concluding remarks of the statement, I think they explicitly alluded to being open to calibrating how the balance sheet reduction could take place going forward. So I think markets also got a lot of comfort that if things got worse, then the Fed might slow down or even stop withdrawing liquidity from the market. So these were, I think, the primary aspects of the statement that came across as being very supportive.
Vishnu, it's also interesting that gold advanced to an 8-month high yesterday. Is this a signal that bolsters the market view that there will be low interest rates and perhaps even a weaker US dollar environment?
I mean, those are very valid points. I mean, gold is a function of a few things. So unlike interest-yielding assets, gold yields nothing and may have a carry cost, actually, or cost of storage. So yes, as interest rates stop on the upward movement or get softer, gold tends to do better. And gold is also moves in antipathically with the dollar. So if a softer dollar, is also stronger gold. But there's a third factor here that probably propped up gold quite a bit. And it's a sequence of two things. One is the Fed said it's open to calibrate its dollar liquidity policy, which means that people would then say there are fewer dollars to chase the gold as well, so that the gold is acting as a conventional asset. But I think the more interesting thing here is the ECB was also open just a couple of days ago to restarting QE if the economy hits a bad patch. I mean, that's not their base case. But the very fact that they could restart QE, I think, brought back the fears of debasement. And that also has, I think, given a lot of tailwinds to gold, as the Fed statement has dovetailed with what the ECB is doing in terms of caution.
Well, moving on to Brexit news, Theresa May is expected to continue talks with EU leaders in the coming days after British MPs backed a proposal for her to renegotiate her Brexit deal. How have markets reacted to this? And is there really any hope for a renegotiation?
That's really a tough one. I think markets probably front-loaded all of their optimism about buying time, extending Article 50, so on and so forth, whereas about the ability to renegotiate a deal that is meaningfully better, I think markets are growing more circumspect on that, particularly with the EU yesterday suggesting that they're not going to concede much ground in further talks. So I think even though the sterling is off its lows, anyone out there who wants to be a full-on sterling bull is probably going to grow very cautious because it is not in the EU's interest to give away too many concessions, at least as they set an example.
The other event that happened was also the fact that U.S. has imposed sanctions on Venezuela, a state-owned oil company, and this has some kind of impact on oil as well. But do you think that this event is also one of the major flashpoints to be careful about?
Certainly, I think what it says is that there are many triggers and many potential catalysts in the global geopolitical cauldron at the moment. So Venezuela, I mean, certainly that's going to have some impact on oil prices. At the margin, it should be supportive. Markets are waiting to see what happens with the Iran sanctions. I think that's really with oil. But in terms of the geopolitical scenario, I think President Trump lashing out and saying that his intelligence guys have to go back to school over the allegations that North Korea may not be giving up its weapons program also suggests that in the whole Middle East, the Korean Peninsula, and in the greater America regions, that politics and geopolitics will be very, very frustrating and very potentially very dangerous as we go forward.
Well, closer to home, India's budget is set to be announced tomorrow. What's your expectation here for the budget?
The budget expectations are a little bit bifurcated. On one hand, I think the government is rather tempted to give away more budget goodies ahead of the elections in April or May this year. But equally, I think they do sense that markets may not be that forgiving if there's a lot of fiscal slippage. So our sense is that the 3.3% deficit target for the year that's going to end will probably be adhered to by reining in a little bit of the capital expenditures and also delaying payments. And for next year, the next fiscal year, they're going to hold on to the 3.1% deficit. But I think the key issue is how they handle the farm debt waivers, which can cost up to 3 trillion rupees. So I think that's one area that markets are watching very carefully. Overall, the headlines should be fairly rupee positive, but not for too long.
Well, thank you for your time, Vishnu. Always good to hear insights. That was Vishnu Varadhan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. We're going for a break right now, and after that, we'll be diving into the business news. So stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.